This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How's this sound?
Lead at first, in comes the pitch. Jammed him in a high pop-up on the infield. And it's off the glove of the second baseman. They're going to throw the ball to second wildly. They had a force play there. And here you go. The White Sox are on the verge of burping up this game. It's the old story, folks. He squares to body, gets it down. How are they going to mess this one up? No throw. Boozer picked it up, had no play. And the bases are loaded. And the White Sox are on the verge of handing the Royals the game. So I started to say, it's a familiar refrain, same old story. Good teams figure out a way to win in the late innings. Bad teams figure out a way to lose in the late innings. And boy, if we haven't seen a perfect example of that right here in front of us in the last 5 minutes, then you need another videotape, because this is just a perfect example. Jake, you said it off air. You said that might be the worst ninth inning of any major league game I have ever seen. And I've seen a few, and it would probably make my top five. That was,
it's up there.
It was embarrassing.
All right. This guy's in the Hall of Fame. Denny Matthews is in the Hall of Fame. He's seen a lot of baseball. Yeah. Matter of fact, he's seen basically every Royals game since the inception of the team. And he would say this would have to be top five. Okay. It is must-watch TV. If you're watching, it's like, all right, just hang in there close. The White Sox can find a way to screw this up. But that's Denny saying, does it find a way to burp this game away? Kind of like Drew burped away this morning by not offering us thing. By the way, the text line is roasting you. But they...
You can go ahead, you guys.
Denny Matthews
was so awesome there.
Fine. And he was so right. I'm watching this. I'm sitting here going, Logan, you know, we laughed about the White Sox yesterday. I call him America's Booty Call, and I've called him that for the last couple of years. And you know what? They deserve that moniker, because they truly are.
Oh, yeah.
They are. They feel good. Oh, the White Sox are coming to town. Seriously, that is that girl that you call, you 3 a.m. girl. That, it's a given.
Yeah.
The White Sox are a given. They suck. They proved it last night. It's why I said they don't deserve to wear those Bulls jerseys on Friday night in their home games, because no team should be disrespected by that clown show wearing their uniforms. Ball hitting off the noggin.
Yeah.
Guys getting pulled off the base to throw. The Royals, that was there, as Denny said, burped it away. I don't know about you, Logan, but that was, I was watching that. I was like, perfect for the show tomorrow.
Watching the Chicago White Sox play baseball, it reminds me of, and like my dad is this way. I don't know if you guys are like fail army. Those people that like love to watch videos of car crashes or train derailments, or you just like to watch the chaos. that is the Chicago White Sox, because you know something chaotic is going to happen. You know that it's going to happen adversely against the Chicago White Sox, and you're still there for it. I mean, they are the ultimate palate cleanser. Whether you are playing great baseball, you're on a hot streak, you're on a winning streak, you can continue it, or if you're struggling, you know if you're going to Chicago to play the White Sox or they're coming to your town, all right, we can get a series win here. We may even get a sweep here, try to right the wrongs or continue the momentum. They were the better team for eight innings, or I should say seven and a half innings.
They're pitching better this year than last year. As I mentioned, they have five wins this year of seven plus runs. That leads Major League Baseball. Problem is they still have 10 wins.
Man, they were so good for seven and a half innings in that one. I mean, their starting pitcher went 6 1/3. He gave up one earned run. He had a great start. And then things started to completely fall apart, right? You had it was a tough grab in the eighth inning that left fielder could have made.
And the pitcher was named Boozer. I mean, that was freaking awesome.
But he missed it, right? And then the ninth inning was just a cataclysmic collapse. I mean, off the dome, really? I mean, off the dome. It's one thing to just like miss the ball or Billy Buckner it between your legs.
Yeah.
But how fitting for the Chicago White Sox to let that one come right off the top of your skull, and the look of confusion on the guy's face as if like he didn't know what just happened as he's looking in the air for the baseball. Right fielder gets it and has an opportunity to throw out the runner at second base. Yep. I mean, the right fielder makes a reasonable throw there. He's got him, but for some reason, he feels that it's necessary for him to throw that thing at Mach 10, way out past the shortstop, way out into left field, and all of a sudden, you've got runners on first and second, and it sets up Bobby Witt Jr. to ultimately hit the walk-off. And I know that there's people that are saying, Robert should have caught that ball. It wouldn't have mattered.
If he catches it, then they're going to tag up.
Runners on second and third with one out in the inning. It wouldn't have mattered. That's going to be a sacrifice fly, game over anyway. It just counts as a hit for Bobby Witt Jr. instead of a sacrifice fly. My God, they're not worse than they were last year, but they are still god-awful.
I mean, that is just laughable. It's just, and Major League Baseball had to take over for a few teams, their broadcast rights, for instance, the Diamondbacks. They took over, Major League Baseball took over three teams' rights last year, right? They had to move the White Sox to Comedy Central. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Like, that is the best comedy that we have. I mean, it's reality TV that's best, but the White Sox deserve to be on Comedy Central because I don't think I've laughed that hard at a TV show I've watched lately. I mean, comedy must be bad or whatever, but I haven't laughed. I've said it live. It's not been as funny. The White Sox are as funny as anything, Logan. I'll be honest with you. Watching that game, it's like they handed it right to you. And you know what? With the Rockies, they have the worst record in baseball. They're actually worse than the White Sox. I'd love to see a matchup. And it's going to be great when those teams play. It's going to be it's going to be epic. But the Rockies, the Royals took advantage of the Rockies. They're taking advantage of the White Sox. Yeah, they're sitting five games over 500. How's that happen? Well, it happens when you take advantage of beating crappy teams.
Absolutely. I need somebody out there to take that ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth.
Put it in the Louvre.
Just grab the clips, put them together, and set it to, I don't care if it's circus music, I don't care if it's Abbott and Costello, whatever. I need some like dun 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 dun, because it was an absolute circus. It was a fiasco in that ninth inning, and it was ultimately very, very fitting for how bad this White Sox team has been.
Pulling the second baseman off when you're throwing the second, that's where another guy was safe. There's another comedy of errors that they had. They couldn't even throw it to the bag right. It just all melted down. And you talk about, teams melt down when they play the Chiefs at the end of the game because the Royals haven't got to that stature yet. You shouldn't be melting down. And from East knew what was going to happen. And then Chicago goes with the five infielders. Like, that was going to scare Bobby. Like, don't do it. Don't do it. What's Bobby do? He just plants it in the outfield. Luis Robert puts it up against the fence. Bobby wasn't about to be scared about that.
The 1-0 pitch. High fly ball. Center field's going to end the game, whether he catches it or not. He doesn't. It just drops, and the Royals win it. What a way to end the game.
I mean, that was low-key. One of my favorite calls of Denny all time. And just listen to this.
The 1-0 pitch. High fly ball. Center field's going to end the game, whether he catches it or not. He doesn't.
He doesn't.
It's a free base for Bobby.
He doesn't. That's awesome. Drew, I felt like I was watching the Bengals draft.
The fact that the Royals took advantage of it, I think this is, it's as much about the White Sox as it is about the Royals, I guess, in the sense where, you know, you can make fun of the White Sox and everything, which is great, and it's fun to do, but also the being able to take advantage of it, because, I mean, it was no outs and bases loaded, then it got to one out and bases loaded, Bobby comes up and it's like, all right, well, if he does ground out for some reason, it's a double play, they go to extra innings, and they might, like, you could... We're on the good side of it, I think, today, but you also could have been on the bad side where the same Royals offense that we've seen over the last 3 weeks has shown up, and they ground onto the double play. They end up losing the game in extra innings, and it's still just as bad of a loss regardless of how stupid the White Sox look. You know, the fact that they were able to come through and get the job done is obviously great.
Not only that, but just the facial expressions of their players. There was frustration with the White Sox. It was that look of, I can't believe I'm here.
Not again.
If you're the Royals, and how could you just burst out in laughter? I mean, seriously, when that game was handed to you, you know you're playing the White Sox. They had to have been laughing.
Well, did you see Mikel Garcia's reaction on the bench?
Yeah.
After the play, the ball hit that guy on the dome on second base, he starts jumping up and down along the fence line of the dugout, laughing hysterically next to Salvador Perez. Like, they understood how comedically bad the Chicago White Sox had been. But let's not take away from some pretty outstanding performances for the Royals. Just, I mean, Seth Lugo pitched another gem. He got himself in some tight spots. He gave up 7 hits. He walked 3, but he worked through it. He only gave up 1 earned run.
Yeah, and X would have had you thinking the Royals lost.
Yes.
There was a lot of Lugo, you know, oh, he's not good tonight. Come on, man. Lugo was fine. It was good after a quality start. Everybody was so negative until they won.
Yeah, I mean, he played.
And Cam Boozer's reaction was so awesome for the White Sox. That was another one of those guys, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, no. I mean, he did enough. I mean, if not for the faux pas at second base, I'm not sure they give up a run in that situation, right? And now we're heading to extra innings, although he did give up 3 hits in that inning. One of them to Bobby, which would have been a catch rather than, you know, just letting it drop because it wouldn't have mattered whether it was just one of those.
Catch it or not. He doesn't for the record.
How about Freddie Fermin with 2 bunt singles?
Dude.
2 bunt singles.
Find me
in
a better bunting
game
catcher,
for
Logan.
Freddie Fermin. How about it?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get 1 line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.